Blog Talk Radio.
Your heart may be in Havana, the Atlas Mountains, Chicago, Copenhagen, Seoul, or any other area in the world. We're just glad you chose to share your heart with us and listen to Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Hi, this is Sharon Black in Smith Center, Kansas. Take a Break with Gene and Mary, weekdays at noon Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com, Be Unique Radio. Be Unique is a magazine and also some other venues like coffee or tea and other things that you can discover on beunique.com or org. B-U-N-E-K-E. It's a variety of great stories written by writers who care about the world. Be sure and call in to the show. Take a Break with Gene and Mary wants phone calls. What's your phone calls? You will win prizes. Thank you.
And she's absolutely right. Call the show today, 516-418-5651, and talk with us. And by the way, hi, Gene.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing good. I really like that you and I get to walk together in the mornings with other people. And then we get to sit here in the middle of the day and you know, take a 15-minute break out of our life. And it totally resets my afternoon. And then tonight we're going to be on Unscripted again with Elisa Kaler. That is always a hoot and three quarters. She's more than a hoot and a half.
What a great show. It's the last Thursday of every month. Elisa is the show. And I'm really excited. I always enjoy her show a lot.
I do too. I really do. I mean,
very enlightening.
She's enlightening. And I think tonight we're going to talk about intuition and setting our thoughts on the right path and using the moon, the energy of the moon, things like that.
Excellent.
We should mention our trivia for this week.
Yes.
And I will say that I made a mistake. It doesn't happen often, but it does. I made a mistake when I said that the trivia question is, what is the only man-made object on Earth that is observable from the moon? Well, you can't just look out of your spacesuit and see this item. If you're on the moon and you look toward Earth, you might see it, but you're going to need a big telescope to be able to see it clearly. But you still can't. And today is Thursday, so this is four hint days. This is our trivia bonus week, so I'm giving out four hints for today's trivia question. I would love for somebody to call in with an answer to it. And that person could take home the gift this week. Last week's winner still needs to email us and give us the address where to send the gift, because we don't even know who last week's winner was except for the name Best Toaster Oven. So, and the reason Best Toaster Oven won because we gave out extra points for people who followed our show, and Best Toaster Oven was our.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. All they did is just follow the show.
Just followed the show and got four extra entries into the opportunity.
Excellent. Well, and so get in touch with us. Let's get this thing rolling. Yeah.
And Here are today's hints about our trivia. This iconic structure crosses 9 provinces and municipalities. And we're not talking about Rhode Island. We're talking about something big. In the first week of May and October, the visitor flow can be up to 70,000 per day. I think we determined that was over 2,400,000, something like that.
Yeah.
Annually. Just in 2 months.
In that 2 month period. Yeah.
Yeah. Nearly 1/3 of this object has disappeared without a trace. And this structure became a UNESCO World Heritage Site in December 1987.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to go online and search, there are your hints. 9 provinces, 70,000 people per day in May and October. 1/3 of it has disappeared without a trace. And it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. You find out those 4 things and connect them, you'll have the answer to this week's trivia question.
Yeah, and you'll win a prize.
Yeah, and if you call in today, while we're still talking, you get into the drawing. You could get a gift. The number is 516-418-5651.
Yeah, even if you don't know the answer, you call us, you can get in the entry.
Yes. A guess is as good as a right answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't need you to have the right answer. We just need to know that you're listening. That's all.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what are we going to talk about while we're waiting for somebody to call in?
Well, I was really excited about talking about this today because it's a big thing. It's Be Unique's Be Creative Challenge, and it's open to anybody in the world. It gives you the chance to win cash, but mostly it gives you the opportunity to get your creative product out there in front of people in, 44 countries right now and growing across the world.
46.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
46 countries are listening to our radio show.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go. What I want to find out is all about it. And I think we got one of the people that knows more than anybody else almost about it, knows everything one would ever want to know. And it's our very own Mary. And
yes,
so I'm hoping she'll be able to
I do know a little bit about Be Unique, and I know a little bit about the Creative Challenge because
I came up
with the idea.
That's what I was thinking, maybe.
It's a juried contest. So what that means is we have judges standing by waiting for your submissions, and they will...
Amazing. Amazing judges,
They are. In fact, let me just pull up a little thing here, and I can tell you who our judges are. Let's see, is this everybody? No, this isn't even everybody. Hold on a minute. I have to pull up another something or other. But we have some amazing, amazing judges. Elizabeth Fullington is a judge, and Cynthia McKee is a judge, Trilby Saldana, Alton Williams, Martha Watts, David DiGiorgio, Danielle Dilks, Rebecca Flowers, Brittany Mulligan, Anna Convery, Sarah Perry, and our very own Anna East. Now, these people come from musical backgrounds, film backgrounds, dancers. Some of them are writers, and some are painters and sculptors. We have people from just about every genre you can think of. And the beautiful thing about Be Creative Challenge is we have 3 categories: art, digital media, and writing. Now,
So really, it can be anything like that.
It can be anything, because we even have a special extra category for things like what we call domestic arts. If you crochet or do woodwork or do, say you're one of these.
Baking.
Exactly. I was just thinking baking, like these big cake makers or cupcake designers. So many options out there. I don't even know how many. I think 17 or 18 categories and subcategories. But we've got, we're offering cash prizes, and we're offering prizes and other awards. Like, we'd give you a digital award to put on your website or your social media that says, I was, I'm in the running, or I'm a first place or third place or whatever. And we're still willing to accept sponsorships. We've got plenty of time. Let me see what our deadline is. We're announcing the winners in late November, because we want to put stories in the magazine that comes out in December. The last day to submit your artwork is October 20th. Now, I will say your artwork can be any number of things. Gene, you play the recorder. You play the drums.
I play the recorder. Mm-hmm. I keep spools of different colored wire laying around, because all of a sudden I'm inspired by making things out of wire. Anything.
You could actually create a short video of your wire creation.
Sure.
And play your recorder in the background. And then you've got a submission.
Wow.
I mean, there's so many different...
I just had a vision. You just gave me a vision. Thank you. This is excellent.
You're welcome. And guess what? We have, it's only $15 to submit something, because this is a fundraiser for our charity, which is beunique.org. But also, it's, We have discounts for veterans. We have discounts for seniors. We have discounts for active Be Unique volunteers. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of different ways to get in on this and get your money. We will send you cash through your PayPal account. Now, right now we're guaranteeing a certain amount of cash prizes. If we find a sponsor who's willing to donate a little extra, we would love to increase this. But right now, we're giving away 3 first place prizes of $100 each. That's not a bad investment for
$15. $100 for doing something fun that you like to do anyway.
And we will have the winner on our unscripted show. We'll feature them on our podcast. We will feature them in our magazine with a story. We'll put them on our blog. We acknowledge them on social media, and they get other prizes as the prizes are made available. Our second place, we're actually giving away 6 prize tiers, first, second, and third place. So
there were 3 first-place prizes?
Mm-hmm. One in art, one in digital, and one in
writing.
Yeah. And the art actually is where the things like baking your cake or your wire forming and flute playing come in. What's so amazing. Okay. I'll give you a quick rundown. Let me look at our time before I do that. We're right at 15 minutes.
We're close.
Let me run down quick. Illustration, photography, fine art, performance art, mixed media, woodwork, domestic arts. And then in the digital, graphic design, digitally altered photos, short film, Photoshop type thing. And you can do short film, a music video, a podcast. We have something called a micro movie. And then in the writing, we've got micro fiction. It's like flash fiction, only shorter. Screenplay, memoir, dreams, short stories, poetry, and essay. All
whatever
of the details.
Write.
Yes. If you write it, we'll read it. We do have a word limit because of our judges. We can't take up all of their time. But you can go to beunique.org and find all the information on our contest link. That's BUNEKE.org.
And make sure you reach out to us at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com. We can point you there. You can answer our trivia question. You can ask us questions.
Yes, and the more you interact with us, the more opportunities you have to take home the prize.
Yeah. Just think, if you followed us, you called us, you got the trivia question right, oh, my goodness, you could have all kinds of prizes. And
because every we have, we'll give you a point or an entry for calling.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you another one if you get the right answer to the trivia question.
Uh-huh.
We give you another one if you ask us a question. I mean, everything is worth winning. It's another opportunity to win. I'm sure hoping somebody's going to call in soon and get in on this, because otherwise the gifts will just keep rolling over. We're going to still keep asking trivia. Tomorrow we will announce our winner. And, we haven't had a lot of interaction this week, so I'm a little disappointed in that, but it's okay. It's all right.
We're getting there. Once people find us, we'll be able to find out what's on their mind. They can find out what's on our mind, and we'll all take a break together.
And
but now I got to get back to work.
Yes. Tomorrow, what are we doing tomorrow besides, I've got an interview, tomorrow we're talking about manifesting.
Yes, manifesting.
That is one of my favorite subjects, and it's a great one to end the week on. I've got some exciting news about that. So I think at this point I'm going to say bye. I'm going to exit the show with.
Oh.
Trying to figure out, do you have... How about a little bit of our favorite things? And I'm just going to say bye-bye. See y'all tomorrow at noon.
All right. See everybody. Bye.
Bye, Jean.
Bye.